Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine still 68 in Columbia, 72 Alexandria.
It's 559.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWT FM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights, Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
pro-Palestinian protests are spreading across college campuses from coast to coast, and the House Speaker visits one of those schools, Columbia University in New York.
Why a group of D.C. public school students are suing the city. I'm Mike Marilla.
Did the Fairfax County school system fail to protect a former student? A jury issues its verdict. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street, the Dow loses 43, the NASDAQ up 16.
6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Chaos in California, where USC just shut down its main campus as protesters clashed with police. State troopers are also in Texas now making arrests, and hundreds are camped out at Harvard. Across the country, protests are escalating.
From schools in New York and Minnesota to the University of Texas at Austin, there are thousands of students protesting, asking their schools to cut investments that support Israel. They're setting up tent camps and pledging to stay put until their demands are met. House Speaker Mike Johnson made a visit to Columbia University in New York City, calling for its president to resign.
Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
Jewish students say they're afraid for their safety. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The clock's now ticking for TikTok to cut ties with China and keep the app from getting banned in the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
What we're focused on right now in implementing the bill is working through that divestment in a way that is consistent with the intent of the law and consistent with the national security concerns that brought the law into force in the first place.
The law is part of that $95 billion foreign aid package, the bulk of it going to Ukraine. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The immediate need is artillery rounds and air defense. Air defense probably being the most critical. We've seen for a long time the Russians conducting a relentless missile campaign against Ukrainian cities, focused on, I think, undermining the willpower and morale of the Ukrainian people.
In the Middle East, Hamas has released video of an Israeli-American hostage. CBS's Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
The video shows that he's alive. He talks about 200 days of captivity. He talks about the Passover holiday, which, you know, is happening right now. So it seems that the video was made recently.
Summer is coming, and there's a new warning on fake Botox. CBS's Peter King explains.
The CDC says 11 people wound up hospitalized, with six treated for suspected botulism during a series of cases that started last November. Officials say the recipients received the shots from unlicensed or untrained individuals in homes, spas, or other locations.
As for summer travel, starting today, airlines will have to give you your money back for long delays. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
That goes for 3-hour delays on domestic flights and 6 hours for international flights. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on WTOP on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. We have sunny skies going right now. We're 72 in D.C. Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour. Did Fairfax County Public Schools fail to protect a 12-year-old girl after she accused other students of sexual assault and harassment back in 2011? Well, that was the question at the center of a lawsuit that involved the school system. And tonight, as WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us, a federal jury has reached a decision.
The jury in the U.S. District Court case found in favor of the Fairfax County Board of Education and school employees, in effect denying the allegations by the 24-year-old woman, identified only as Kate or BR, that the school system had failed to protect her when she was 12 and reported that she had been sexually assaulted in a school hallway, sexually harassed, and later attacked off school grounds. Attorneys for the school system suggested suggested that the Rachel Carson Middle School former student's allegations were not true. They left the courtroom without comment, but in a statement, a Fairfax County school spokesperson wrote that the verdict showed the school board and nine former and current educators, quote, acted in a caring, respectful, and professional manner when Kate was a student. The plaintiff left the courthouse surrounded by supporters. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Next time a school bus stops right in front of you, you'll want to stay right where you are and try not to pass it. D.C. is cracking down on drivers who do that. Starting Monday, 25 district school buses will have cameras installed if a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended. Cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. Violators will get a warning for the first 45 days. After that, it's a $500 fine.
D.C. is launching a program to let aspiring teachers work in classrooms while they're still working to get their bachelor's degree. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the Earn and Learn program, as it is called, is one way the district is trying to tackle teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
If the weather holds up, more ship traffic will be able to move into and out of Baltimore tomorrow as crews continue to remove the wreckage of the fallen Key Bridge. The 35-foot deep channel called the Fort McHenry Limited Access Channel will open at 6 in the morning. It'll allow some additional commercial ships to pass through Baltimore now that part of the waterway can handle their size. There are three other channels with a lower depth that are also being used for commercial ships. The one that will open tomorrow will only be available for a few days. Then it will shut down until May.
Capitals need all the support they can get right now after going down 2-0 in their first round playoff series with the Rangers. But some local school kids, well, they had a lot of love to show the Caps today.
If the Caps don't bounce back against the Rangers, don't blame the students at Cardinal Elementary School in Arlington.
I love the Caps. I think that they are going to do amazing in game three, and I'm really hopeful.
Fifth grader Mahi Cambo joined her classmates in the schoolyard in an hour-long rally to give the Caps a boost. The team mascot, Slapshot, helped lead the cheers, and the kids practiced their stick handling between cheers. Fifth grader Aaron Painter urges the Caps to persevere.
I think that they should just continue to try really hard, and hopefully they can make it into the second round.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
No escape from cookies yet. I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hurry to Ashley for our incredible Beat the Clock sale. This Saturday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Ashley, save 30% off your furniture purchase. 2 till 6 p.m., save 25% off. And from 6 till 9 p.m., save 20% off. Unbeatable deals. Sofas, $4.49. Five-piece dining sets, $3.79. Queen beds, $2.49. Hurry to Ashley this Saturday, 9 a.m. for our biggest discount and save 30% off on all furniture. Beat the clock and save Saturday at Ashley. Visit homestores.store for participating locations near you.
608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Back to the traffic center and Dave Dildine.
Northwest DC, a demonstration slated to march inbound from 34th Street Northwest down Massachusetts Avenue through Embassy Row. Look for police direction. Western Avenue eastbound from Friendship Heights toward Chevy Chase Circle. Had one broken down at the circle in the left lane. Southeast, Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling Avenue. The signals were acting up. Volume delays on I-295 and I-395. Equally slow in and outbound. Baseball traffic inbound towards South Capitol Street. Commuters outbound. Unimpeded lanes open toward the 14th Street Bridge. In Virginia, 395 southbound. Better through Springfield. Still sluggish northbound on 95 into Newington as well. Crash on the shoulder there. Still slow on the Beltway's outer loop from the Toll Road to Gallows Road, from Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. It's really not that bad on the south side of the Beltway today compared to other rush hours. Inner loop, urine and volume delays from 123 to River Road and farther around through Silver Spring and College Park. 270 northbound, still heavy in Gaithersburg. Between the Beltways, 95 doing better. BW Parkway, some sluggish traffic through Laurel both ways. Route 50 in good shape between the Beltway and in the Bay Bridge. Is it time to upgrade the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Doldine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Partly cloudy skies will give way to a pretty sunset this evening just before 8 p.m. as temperatures fall through the 60s, eventually settling to the 40s by early tomorrow morning. Partly sunny on your Thursday, but it's definitely going to be a cooler day with highs only in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Sunshine on Friday, 63 to 68 degrees. Mid-60s and clouds on Saturday, but at least we stay dry. Lower 80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we have lots of sunshine still. It is 69 degrees in Northwest D.C., and it's brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 610. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's get back to Jeff Claybaugh.
Facebook reported after the close warning of higher expenses going ahead, and it lowered its sales forecast. Facebook did say the number of daily users rose 7% last quarter. Cookies will keep following you a little while longer. Google says it will not meet its goal to eliminate third-party cookie tracking on Chrome by the end of this year. 66% of internet traffic in the U.S. is carried through Chrome. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Its combat systems revenue last quarter was up 20% from a year ago. The Dow finished today's session down by just 43 points. The S&P 500 index closed up just a point. The NASDAQ finished the day up 16 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up, people who use TikTok have a lot of questions about the future of the app right now as President Biden signed a bill that's forcing the Chinese government to sell the company that owns the app, or TikTok will be banned here in the U.S. We're going to go in-depth with the Washington Post. 611.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbage of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. Every weekend, home improvement stores are filled with people braving long checkout lines, determined to tackle that project that will make their living space more attractive, pleasing, and perhaps increase its potential value. The do-it-yourself demographic features many who are accomplished carpenters or craftsmen. They simply follow directions or their own intuition to build something beautiful. But in our spiritual lives, going it alone does not work. Jesus reminds us that He is the vine, our strength, and we are the branches. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. Our Lord asks only that we give Him our best efforts, sacrifices, and hard work, and that we trust that He will use these gifts in miraculous ways to bless and transform our lives, if only we stay attached to the vine.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Later this hour, change is coming for some Walmart stores and whether you're going to have to rely on a cashier to check out. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart. but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
TikTok users are animated, even agitated this evening, fearing they may lose their much-loved app. Influencers are taking to their smartphones to speak out.
TikTok has allowed me and my family to share our livelihoods with all of y'all.
I use TikTok to teach millions of people about science and space.
A bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the platform or face a ban has been signed by President Biden. Now, this bill gives ByteDance 9 months to divest from TikTok, with the option for the president to tack on an additional 3 months if it is necessary.
Washington Post technology policy reporter Cristiano Lima Strong. He is also the author of the Post Technology 202 newsletter, and he joined us a bit earlier with more on what the bill means for anyone worried about losing TikTok.
There's still some time to see what's going to happen. There's 9 months for the company to potentially sell. But, you know, most importantly, the company has said that it's going to challenge this. It's going to take the federal government to court. And the company has been successful in the past at beating back efforts to force a sale or force a ban. And so it's still possible that this could be halted or that neither a sale or a ban come to fruition in the end.
Let's assume, though, a ban would come to fruition here. Explain to us how you ban an app that 170 million people already have. How would that stop?
Right. Basically, how it would work is that the app stores would be prohibited from offering the service or offering updates, and internet hosting services would also be blocked from providing it, with hefty fines if they didn't do so. So Apple, Google, these companies that to some extent serve as gatekeepers to these other services would be forced to no longer offer them. And so you wouldn't be able to download it on your phone, to go on a browser and pull it up most likely, or to update it if you already have it on your phone.
Cristiano, what about the algorithm, the FYP for you page that is so key to TikTok's success? What happens with that if it's sold?
Yeah, that's a great question. There have been some bidders, potential suitors, it's been reported, that have discussed trying to make a purchase of the company that maybe doesn't include the algorithm, which is probably the most coveted part of the company. You know, it's part of what makes it so engaging for so many. But we've also heard that China could block a sale because of TikTok's parent company, which is based in Beijing. You know, of course, like, covets this prized technology, this algorithm. And so this could be something that they would sort of put up a fight over if there were an effort to bring that into a sale.
Any final thoughts you have before we go?
I would just say that this is likely to be still a lengthy and long legal battle that we're going to see unfold, and certainly we'll see many more influencers and folks that use the platform continue to speak out as officials push for what would be a fairly historic forced divestiture if it comes to pass.
That's Washington Post technology policy reporter Cristiano Lima Strong.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP.
There are protests about the Hamas-Israel war at colleges from coast to coast.
President Biden signs that foreign aid bill. While some money goes directly to Ukraine, a lot of it goes to American arms factories to replenish our weapon supplies.
And a jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools in a suit accusing the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 6:18. traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Right now in Northwest, a demonstration marching through Embassy Row along Massachusetts Avenue near Sheridan Circle. They're inbound. Expect traffic delays both ways, reportedly a group of a couple hundred or so. Meanwhile, in Southwest, it's slow on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway 395, packed in both ways between the 3rd Street Tunnel and Boundary Channel Drive. A lot of Nationals fans inbound heading for South Capitol Street. I-295 southbound, volume delays between Suitland Parkway and NRL. On the Beltway, South Side Outer Loop, it's sluggish through Alexandria, but we've seen worse than this during the 6 o'clock hour. Outer Loop traffic still heavy leaving Tysons, as it is on the Inner Loop from 123 across the Legion Bridge. 66 westbound, a pocket of congestion in Centerville. Eastbound, some slowing moving east to Falls Church. 95 northbound near Fairfax County Parkway. Crash mostly over on the shoulder. In Maryland, 270 northbound, coming from Old Georgetown Road toward Gaithersburg. Not much in the way, just a little heavy in Gaithersburg near Clapper Road and 124. Caller reported a crash on the 270 spur near Democracy Boulevard, but that might have moved on. Just some slowing on the inner and outer loop near the IKEA in College Park and on the BW Parkway in and out of Laurel. 95 is good through Laurel and Columbia. Route 50, it's a breeze from the Beltway out to the Bay Bridge, delay free. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, family value since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Jordan Evans joins us now. Jordan, do we get a repeat of today for tomorrow?
Well, we'll have some more clouds and unfortunately temperatures slightly cooler, potentially some jackets for the afternoon with temperatures only around 60 degrees. In the morning hours, you'll definitely want the jacket, falling into the 40s for those temperatures. Friday could have some patchy frost with 30s outside the Beltway and some 40s in the district. Eventually, we'll get our warm-up by Sunday. We're not talking just a slight warm-up, but temperatures that look more like late May to early June. 80s will start for your Sunday, and we'll be closing in on 90 by the time we get to Monday. So the heat is on for early next week. Good news is it won't be humid, so we're expecting more of a dry heat for early next week, but then we'll talk some storm chances by Tuesday. So a cool down, then a big warm up by early next week. 71 now Arlington, 68 Leesburg, and Woodbridge, 70 degrees.
All right, thanks so much. And we are brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up on WTOP, why a fraternity at UVA has been expelled. It's 6:21.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. What if I told you your roof could be energy efficient, stylish, and affordable? It can be with metal accent roofing from Long. Metal shingles add timeless curb appeal to your home. And remember, highest quality doesn't have to mean highest price.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today.
Isn't it time you got along?
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:23.
Breaking news on WTOP.
The driver in a high-speed crash that killed two teenage girls walking home from Oakton High School back in 2022 has been convicted today. According to NBC4, Usman Shahid was found guilty on two counts of involuntary manslaughter in Fairfax County Court. Shahid was 18 years old when prosecutors say he accelerated to 81 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone after a traffic light he was trying to make turned yellow. His BMW then crashed into another vehicle, sending him onto the sidewalk where he hit three teens, killing two of them. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. He faces up to 20 years in prison.
A group of D.C. students say their school took steps to suppress their pro-Palestinian speech. Now, WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us they are suing with the goal of a judge stepping in to force the school to allow their events to take place.
Students don't leave their free speech rights behind when they pass through the schoolhouse door.
Arthur Spitzer is an attorney for the ACLU of D.C. and says they took the case after hearing from the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School. He says the school allegedly stopping the group from screening a movie that examines how Western media covers the Israel-Hamas conflict, the censoring of a Palestinian culture event, and administrators making the group remove some Palestinian symbols from handouts led to the lawsuit. Spitzer says the actions violated the students' rights, and they say the school does have a Jewish student club.
If they wanted to hand out a leaflet, if they wanted to put on a program of Israeli music and dance, whatever they wanted, they should certainly have that right.
D.C. Public Schools says it can't comment on pending litigation. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A cavalier attitude about hazing has gotten a fraternity at the University of Virginia expelled. It follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says the national leadership of the frat supports the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob's here. The Nats getting ready to play.
Yeah, that's right. 20 minutes away from Jake Irvin tossing the first pitch against the Dodgers. And when we last saw Jake, he tossed six scoreless innings in L.A. to shut out the Dodgers and win the three-game series. We'll see how he fares tonight in the rematch. Playing behind him tonight, Trey Lipscomb. He returns from AAA Rochester to help fill the void left by Lane Thomas's addition to the injured list. He's got a knee sprain suffered in the loss to the Dodgers last night. The Orioles leading their rubber match in Los Angeles 6-3 over the